Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Frankie. Frankie Francisco. Francis. Boule. Boulet. Ole. Francois.
What's going on? How is it down there in, where are you?
What do you mean, where am I?
Where are you right now?
I'm sitting in my bedroom. Doing a bonus episode with you, my friend. That's what I'm doing.
No, but I mean, where in the world?
Currently, I'm in Portugal.
Oh, yeah?
No, I'm not in Portugal, actually. I'm not in Portugal. I'm somewhere in the world.
Oh, right.
But apparently, I heard that it was all right to go abroad.
Is it a business trip?
Yeah, it was a business trip.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? What was the business?
To meet Sophie's parents.
Oh, really? Are they... Are they investing in you?
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They're totally investing in me.
So have you signed the deal?
Well, not just yet, but potentially. I could have been flying out here to go and see to ask Sophie's mum for her hand in marriage.
Oh yeah. Was that not what you did?
I didn't do that, no. Yeah. I didn't do that. But what we did have, which is exciting, we just had our year anniversary.
Oh,
one
really?
Year.
That's a lot.
1 year, Francis.
But I mean, most of it's been in lockdown, hasn't it?
No, we've had 4 months of it in lockdown.
Oh, right. Yeah. So I guess you could have another one, like, you know, year, proper year without lockdown.
Okay, here's a question for you. You ready for this? Okay. If you are dating someone, right, if you're dating and you're not going out, you're not official, but you're dating and you kiss somebody else, is that a form of cheating?
What do you mean by dating?
Well, if you're dating someone, you're going on dates
not,
and things like
not
that.
Not exclusive.
Yeah, you're not exclusive.
No, that's... Unless the conversation has been had that you're exclusive and you agree to that, then it's not neither of either party's business what the other one gets up to.
Yeah, see, we had this conversation last night about... Because when Sophie and I were dating, I kissed another person. And we were...
Why do you say another person? What, was it a boy?
It wasn't a boy.
Why do you say another girl?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I want to sound aloof.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, sexually aloof.
I wanted to sound a bit aloof, so it sounded more exciting. So anyway, we had this conversation with Sophie's mum, and they definitely were like, no, that's totally wrong. So I accepted
what?
That it was totally wrong. Yeah.
Wait, no, if you were actually exclusively seeing each other,
mm-hmm.
then it is wrong, obviously. But if you're just dating, if I've not... been asked to not see other people.
Why is it you that always has to be asked? Why are you the one that has
because
to
I'm
be
just like,
like
you
if
know,
I haven't been asked, then pff, don't hate
because
the
I'm
player.
Just like auto basic... you know autopilot you know just boom boom
what do you mean boom
bang
boom,
bang, boom. Bang.
What do you mean bang is that what the amount of is that you mimicking the people that you're sleeping with, is that what you're doing?
Well, yeah, whatever you want it to symbolize, but you know what I mean. I just think you know you've got to have communication
mm-hmm.
and no ambiguity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't need to draft a contract, but you might as well just clear it and make sure you're both on the same page. Otherwise, you know, like, you know, you didn't do with Sophie. Now she thinks that you cheated on her in the early days of your relationship.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I think, well, anyway, we had this conversation and we got over it quickly. And as I said before, it's our year anniversary. So look at us now. Look at us now, hey?
When did you kiss this other girl? What, yesterday?
No, not yesterday. Ages ago.
On your year anniversary?
No, I didn't kiss anyone on our year anniversary. Because that would be cheating, I think.
Yeah, how
ages ago.
Unless you broke up on your year anniversary, then it would be.
And then it would be all right. No, this was.
It would be very OCD and like symmetrical.
This was over a year ago. It was ages ago. But it just cropped up in conversation because we were just talking about it. We were having an open conversation with her mum and her sister, which actually became, that was quite odd. And they both were like looking at me like, "You're just a bastard." And I was like, "Oh God, what have I done?"
Wait, who did you kiss?
Just some random person, you know?
Yeah.
And then obviously it's bad karma because I've gone to bed last night and now I've woken up this morning and I got this really sore back. So I don't really know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've got this really sore back, got a lower sore back, and I feel like that's karma.
No, it's not karma because, as I said, it's if you haven't actually had the discussion about being exclusive, then it's not. There's nothing wrong with it.
Okay, do you believe in karma?
I think it's not some mystical force. I think it's just like logical, right? If you call someone a bastard walking past you, he's going to call someone else a bastard, and then eventually that other person can call someone else a bastard, and then eventually it's going to get back to you later on in the day. That's karma.
What are you talking about? That is not karma in any sort of way.
That's how it works. Yeah, if you're rude to someone or you do something to someone, then they're going to be like in a bad mood, and they're going to feel like they have to take it out on the next person they meet or interact with. And then, you know, just eventually, it's just a law of, I mean, you know, you can be 6 degrees away from someone, as you know. Mm-hmm. So the same happens with people's behavior towards one another.
No, karma doesn't do it like that. If you don't call someone a bastard, and then by the end of the day, it's coming back round to you and someone's just shouting at you,
but
you bastard.
Maybe not by the end of the day, but you're obviously making the world a less happy, you know, and supportive place. So people are going to be less happy and supportive to each other, and then it's going to eventually start, you're going to start feeling the effects. And like, obviously your actions every moment of the day a sort of a negotiation with your future.
On my mirror in my bathroom, I've written in black marker, so it's like stuck on there.
Permanent marker.
Permanent marker. I can't even remember, what is it written? It's live hard and work harder.
Really?
I think that's what I've written on my mirror every single morning. So
how do you live hard?
I don't know how you live hard.
Or is it just like a perma-boner?
You bet you that I live hard. Oh, God, do I live hard? Live very hard. I think it's just, you know, going at a fast pace. That's what it is. But now it's like on there, it's on my mirror, and I go in there every single morning and look at it, and I'm like, oh, and I sort of, because it's like a mantra, I suppose, but I don't even like the mantra. So every single morning I wake up and I look at
it. Why did you write that on your...
I don't know. I heard someone say it once. It's something, I can't even remember what it is now. And anyway, it's written on there, and I don't even want it.
I thought you'd be more like, you know, live fast, die young.
Yeah, that's what I had on my Bebo account. I had that on my Bebo account. That was live fast, die young. Which is, again, as I said before, it's the most terrible piece of advice that anyone can ever receive. Live fast and die young. Why would you...
No, but do you know what? Like, I don't know why, but when I was younger, I always kind of had this feeling that I was going to die young.
Yeah. Explain.
So I remember like doing certain things and sort of you saying, well, I'm going to probably die soon anyway. So probably just fuck it. Let's,
Wait, what were you, firstly, you thought you were going to die young. So you used to go, probably going to die soon anyway.
Yeah, say, no, well, I probably shouldn't sneak out of school, but I'm going to die soon anyway. So I should probably just do it.
Well, that was your excuse to yourself to break the rules.
Yeah, I think I had this sense of impending doom. It's like something I've been working on with my therapist.
Wait. Yeah, but that impending doom is different to actually thinking you're going to die young.
Yeah, no, I thought I felt like it was. It wasn't really like a. I didn't feel sad about it. I just felt like, well, that's the way it is. It's going to happen.
But why did you think you were going to die young?
I don't know. I don't know why I did. I don't know what it's called. I don't know. I wasn't like afraid of it, but I just had accepted that my imminent death.
I've always been, when I was a kid, I was so scared of death. I was so scared. And then what I had also, I think I told you this, but when I was younger, I had this real big fear of, I watched The Land Before Time, right? Which is, The Land Before Time is like that one.
Oh, yeah. But, well, I love that bit in The Land Before Time when the little dinosaur like nestles in his mum's back or something like that.
What's that bit?
Do you know the bit where he's like...
What's that bit?
And then there's like little dew from the leaves.
A little what? A little dew?
Dew from the leaves?
Dew.
Dew.
Not Jew.
Dew.
I thought you meant like a little Jewish person. Down and nestled in the back.
No. Little Jew. Jew.
Oh, little Jew. Okay. I don't remember that. All I remember, no, it's Tree Star and Littlefoot and Petrie and Sharptooth.
Yeah. So then he was like, he basically falls asleep on his mom or something like that.
Yeah. And it was this scariest moment. No, you fool. He falls asleep in his mum's footprint. Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, exactly.
Not on his mum's back. Why would he fall asleep on his mum's back?
No, there was a bit where he falls asleep also on his mum's back.
His mum dies from the sharp tooth. That's what I'm... So all of our listeners who don't know what we're talking about, Land Before Time was a cartoon animation series of about dinosaurs, and Littlefoot was a long...
Well, it was a movie.
Oh, yeah, but it was lots of different movies, wasn't it? A series of movies.
Yeah.
And Littlefoot was a long neck. He was a Diplodocus. And his mum died from something called a sharp tooth, which was a Tyrannosaurus Rex. And they ate things called tree stars, which were like these little leaves. And then you had Petrie, which was a pterodactyl. You had...
Did you watch this again recently?
No, I just remembered all. You had Sarah, who was a rhinoceros... Not rhinoceros. What was she? She was a...
Rhinoceros?
No, not a... What the fuck's a rhinoceros? Did I just say rhinoceros?
Yeah, you did. I don't know what that is.
I don't know. It's like a rhino mixed with a dinosaur. And then she was something, and then you had other things. But my point is that I watched this program, and I was watching it, and like all of the dinosaurs obviously got extinct. And I was like, fuck, all the dinosaurs have been extinct. That means all the dinosaurs are going to be in heaven. When we die, all the dinosaurs are going to be up there, and they're going to eat us all. And so I was like, oh my God, I was freaking out so much about it. And I was so young, I must be like 5 years old. And I went down to my mum's when she was sitting in the sitting. I remember it so well. I went down there and I casually walked in. I was like, mum, do I have a quick question for you? Just, you know, whatever, just been not that bothered. But do you think dinosaurs are in heaven? She's like, yeah. I was like, oh my God. So then I was terrified of death for so long because I was scared that dinosaurs are going to be there and they were going to eat me. So me and you were the total opposite, my friend. I was scared of death. You accepted death.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Wait, so you were scared about being eaten in heaven and dying?
Yeah. Yeah, I was scared about dying, and then...
And then where would you go when you
then dying again?
And how did you die originally? Did you get eaten by something else?
I actually haven't even thought of that. Why would it be... Because I thought it would be you would die, and you'd go to heaven, and then it would be like your second life in heaven, and then you would be living in heaven, but obviously not, you're dead in heaven.
Well, I mean... Who knows? Yeah.
So wait, what other fears did you have as a child?
Well, I didn't really fear death. I was more like fearless. I didn't fear it anymore. I just accepted it.
You're not some like rock star child. Oh, fuck it. Probably going to die young anyway, so might as well just
out of school. Might as well do this pilot for this reality TV show. Fuck it, I'm going to die soon.
That's not even... Wait, hang on. You were like 20 when you did the pilot.
20, yeah, like 21. 19.
Yeah, but so that's not like... Yeah, I thought you'd think you're like 5 years old, 6 years
old. I thought like, you know, I don't know, like in my 20s, I thought I was going to die.
Okay, well, explain. So you went throughout your entire life, all totally cool, so fine. You finished school, you went to university, and then your 20s.
No. My whole childhood, I thought I was going to die young, like in my 20s.
Oh, so then when you got to, so wait, hang on. So then when you got to your
then when
the
I was
you,
then sorry, I, when I was like past 27, I was like, I think I'm gonna make it.
What a terrifying thought! So for at least like 10 years of your life, you were just waiting for you to die.
No, I was just making the most of life
by just going saying yes to everything.
No, just by trying to, I guess, get to a point where I'm like, okay, I could die now and I'd feel like I'd lived a good life.
At the sweet old age of 21.
No, 27.
Hey, listen, I think that I really killed it. Being that I've done loads of things and I can say goodbye to the world now.
Had a pretty good life, yeah.
So wait, hang on. So let me. I was saying this the other day. Okay, you know all of this coronavirus stuff and things like that, right? If I did catch coronavirus and I was a vulnerable person and I was me and I suddenly fell very ill and I died from coronavirus, I think I would just go now. I think I'd just go. Well, that's it. That's my calling. I'd be like, here we go.
Well, yeah, you can't know like when you're going to die, and also I think it's important to remember that you're going to die at all points of your life because it makes you, you know, very conscious of every action that you want to sort of echo in eternity.
Okay, it's a very morbid podcast for our bonus episode for all of our listeners. This is okay, here you go. Would you rather know when you're going to die or how you're going to die? To really end it on a real light note.
Well, if you knew how you're going to die, then you just avoid that.
Yeah, but what happens if you couldn't avoid it? What happens if it was like, oh, you're going to be hit by a car? It means you never go on the road again?
Yes, that's one thing you can avoid.
Hey, with your touring, you always have to be on the road.
I'd go live in Yosemite National Park and you know, I don't think they're building any roads through there anytime soon.
You're able to be rogue then. But then perhaps then the whole future was you were meant to always go to Yosemite Park. And then in fact, if I had never ever told you that I'd given you that question, you may never have gone to Yosemite Park and that's when you may have never died. But because I had told you this question, that led you...
Then I get eaten by a bear and then I go to heaven and get eaten by a dinosaur.
And I'm there just freaking out in the corner, being really anxious in heaven. Oh, God, I got so much anxiety in heaven. To our lovely listeners, we hope you're having a Wednesday, a good Wednesday. Hope you're having a Wednesday, because this is when we're recording it. So I hope it's Wednesday for you now. But we wanted to record this little episode for you, a little bonus app from just...
Oh, is this a bonus episode?
Yeah, it's a bonus episode, buddy.
Oh.
So it's just me and you just chatting. We're just joshing. We're cutting the cheese with each other.
Cutting the cheese?
Yeah, that's the saying, isn't it? Cutting the cheese. We're swapping the bacon.
Shooting the breeze.
Shooting the shit. We're shooting the shit with each other.
Do you ever remember
anything?
That thing, Honesty Box?
Yeah, I remember Honesty Box.
Do you remember Honesty Box? I wonder why they deleted that.
Because people were horrible in it. it was the meanest thing in the world. To all of our listeners, so why don't you explain what Honesty Box was?
So Honesty Box was this thing on Facebook, and basically you could write anonymous messages to people. I mean, you could just basically say anything.
What did you write?
Oh, God, I just used it so much, just like winding people up. It was hilarious.
Like, what did you write? Like, what did you write? Tell me.
Like some people who, like, you know, there was a sort of time where in our youth where we were all, like, fighting a lot. That's, you know.
No. But as in we'd go out to, like, we'd fight
each other.
It was cool to fight.
Yeah. And, you know, the people who really loved fighting, I'd, like, send them messages, like basically trying to wind them up. But, like, my friends.
Saying what?
I don't know, like...
So it's just saying what?
Just freaking them out a bit, like, and then getting them all riled up. I can't remember exactly what... Actually, we'll get Fred on the
oh,
show.
Oh, my God, Fred will do it. Fred will do all of it.
We had a lot of fun.
Sending anonymous... Sending messages to the honesty box, like, to your friends just to wind them up.
Yeah, basically threatening to, like, beat them up, and then they'd be like, what...
Okay, lovely listeners, that was a little bonus app for you on your Wednesday, and we hope you're having a lovely time. Thank you so much once again for always tuning
in. Is this it?
What?
Is that it?
That's it, buddy. We only do, it's 20 minutes.
I thought we were going to do two halves of half an hour.
Nah, we do just a 20-minute spike for them.
All right.
We could go on if we want to, but listen, they're probably going to go on with their day. They've probably got things to do. They're probably getting the end of their walk. You know, they've been walking
it's 21 minutes, probably like a little bit less than the average tube journey, right? So,
yeah, and but they're not on the tube.
Why not? They might be key workers. You don't know that.
They might be, but also
actually, anyone's allowed
ribs
on the tube now. You've got to listen to private parts. That's
one of
the,
the
government mandate. To avoid coronavirus, you've got to listen to private parts.
And also, we've probably got to give their ribs a rest because they've just been chuckling all this time, so they probably can't breathe. So sorry that we stopped you breathing. But
yeah,
that's what we that's what we do.
So wait. So it's good. Yeah. It's nice that you're on a nice business trip down to Soto Grande.
I'm not in Soto Grande.
Okay, well, I was thinking about taking a business trip maybe to France or something to sell my cider.
Why don't you take a business trip to Soto Grande? And sell cider there.
Oh yes, that's true. Yes, yeah. Oh, so I'm bottling a new batch of all three flavors in my new bottle.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Delicious.
This week.
Oh, keep your eyes peeled on Francis' Instagram for that, everybody.
Yeah. I think it's going to start selling on the 4th of July.
Ah, that's when the pubs and things open, which is going to be exciting for everyone. Woohoo!
Yeah. Be careful. Drink responsibly.
All right. Here we go, Francis. Well, you know, we've given the listeners what they wanted.
Are you going to get Sophie on, or is it
Sophie's sitting in the corner just doing her thing at the moment. She's not coming on.
Is she happy with you at the moment?
She loves me very much.
So
she loves me. Why wouldn't she? All right, everybody, listen, have a lovely Wednesday. We hope you enjoy the podcast. As always, thank you so much for tuning in. Listen, if you'd like to follow us on Instagram at Private Podcast, that'd be amazing. And as always, if you want to leave us a little review or a 5-star little thing, that would be great. And perhaps leave us a little comment.
And wait, also, can I just say, like, I don't have any followers on TikTok.
Sweet, man. That's
all I wanted to say.
That's it. All right, everybody. Listen, we'll see you on Friday for another great episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Francis, leave us with something inspirational. Go on.
You know, just remember that, you know, I'm doing another batch of Yoshi. So it's all... We're all safe.
See you Friday, everybody. Bye-bye!
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.